Discussion and possible action on acceptance of personal property presented by John Hall, Chief Financial Officer.
Yes, Chairman and members of the committee.
General Manager?
Yes, sir.
Who is this man? I don't recognize him. He's got a mask on.
That's right.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
As you all know, that's fine. As you, as members of the board, remember, this is an item that we bring forward each quarter when we have some surplus property under our enabling legislation. The board must approve the disposition of this property. Today, we have four items that we recommend for you all to determine is surplus and that we can then dispose of. The items are listed in your handout. And there are two of them. The first two are really a boat and a motor that goes with it that had been used at Possum Kingdom. They're out of operation, and you can see from the information there that they have they're in poor condition. They're not really repairable. We're going to replace both the boat and the motor in the fiscal year 07 budgeting process. We will budget the funds to replace those. I believe this. There's two other boats that Mike has out of Possum Kingdom that are operational, and this would normally has a fleet of three, so he's operating on two out of the three. When we get this replaced next year, it'll bring it back up to the three boats we need. These are two. And the other two items are a couple of pieces of equipment that are at the Temple Belton plant that have been out of operation for some period of time, and we need to dispose of them. And well, you can see it's a chisel plow that was used many years ago when we used to have lagoons there, I understand, to do things, an air compressor. Any questions about any of those items? And otherwise, I'll read this.
I've got a couple of questions. So, okay. In regards to this boat, that's going to leave our Lake Rangers with two boats?
Yes.
So we have two operational boats this time.
For this summer season. Now, we have also gone, we worked with Yamaha Corporation. They are providing us two personal watercraft on their law enforcement program that we will use this summer to pick up the slack or the lack of that boat.
Where are the two boats stationed? What part of the lake are they kept at?
They're in our patrol house over by the...
On the north end of the lake?
Yes.
So there's nothing on the water on the south end of the lake?
That's correct. But what we have done is we have a boat house right there at the patrol house as well. And we were keeping the boat on a trailer there so that we could rapidly respond to the south side as well. And that was to replace the old boathouse that was over in Seaport.
Well, when you say the boat has significant interior structural damage, I mean, the boat's 11 years old, and I can understand a little damage, but a significant crack?
Yeah, we actually had the boat evaluated, and the transom was rotten in the boat. And when we inquired as to the repairability of that boat, they said, for all intents and purposes, it's not economically feasible.
And an engine that's 5 years old?
I would say the motor had reached the end of its service life expectation. Those motors get an awful lot of use during the more than the average recreation motor. I mean, we'll put 80, 90 hours on a boat a week, whereas most people will put 80 or 90 hours on a boat a year.
Okay.
Any other questions? Would you please read the resolution?
Yes, sir. Being hereby resolved that the Asset Management Committee recommends to the Board of Directors the Brazos River Authority adoption of the following proposed resolution. Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager CEO to dispose of the following surplus personal property under the terms and conditions that are in the best interest of the authority. 1994 Stratus boat with T-top number BNZ2C141C494, assigned to Possum Kingdom Lake Ranger's condition poor. Boat has significant internal structural damage. Hull has extensive crack near the bow. Replaced fiscal year 2007. 2000 Johnson Ocean outboard motor number G04867292. Signed to Possum Kingdom Lake, Lake Rangers. Condition poor. Motor is not functional, not repairable. Replaced FY 2007. 12-foot Mohawk chisel plow number 6195, assigned to Temple Belton Regional Sewage System. Condition not in working order, has no useful value. Purchase date is unknown and has been in storage for at least 15 years. Replaced, no. 1974 Ingersoll Rand air compressor blower number 38527, assigned to Temple Belton Regional Sewage System. Condition has no useful value, not in working order, not repairable. Replaced, no.
Having heard the resolution, do I have a motion for its adoption?
So moves.
Mark Garaba.
Second.
Yep. Garaba has moved to adopt the resolution. Do I have a second?
Second.
Wade Gear, Director Gear, has seconded. Would you please poll the committee?
Chairman Moore?
Yes.
Director Garaba?
Yes.
Director Blunt?
Yes.
Director DeClewitt? Director Gere?
Yes.
Director Lawrence?
Yes.
Director Pena?
Yes.
Director Bayon?
Yes.